Granny's, Abner. I believe that's Irene.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, in an effort to make himself more attractive to Miss Emmeline, Lum had Mose Mootz, the barber, tint his hair. However, Mose, in his enthusiasm, overdid it, and Lum's hair came out coal black. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham Down store discussing Lum's plight. Listen.
Oh, now, Lum, your hair don't look so bad that way.
Yes, it does, too. Anybody can tell at a glance it's been dyed.
Well, natural. That's what you wanted done, weren't it?
Well, I just wanted to touch up a little bit. I wanted sort of a brownish color like it used to be, not this greenish black.
Well, it don't look green.
It looks like an old, faded blue serge suit.
Well, certain when you look at it from a certain angle, it might.
Well, the worst part of it is that it's taken all the wave out of my hair. Look at that there. Straight as a stick. I order a lawsuit at Mose Mootz.
Well, maybe you can have it frizzed up again, Lum.
No. I ain't taking that chance. No telling what'd happen if you catch a hot curling iron to my hair.
No.
More than likely bust into flames. Or explode and take the top off my head, won't it?
Well, what kind of junk did Mose put on your hair anyway?
I don't know. I wish it was off, I know that. Granny's, I can't go around the rest of my life wearing my hat.
Well, not that hat anyway. It's half wore out right now.
The only reason I wanted to get fixed up was on account of Miss Emmeline. Now I can't even see her.
Why can't you see her?
Well, not with my hat on, I can't.
Well, if you push it back a little, you can. You don't need to wear it plumb pulled down over your eye that way. You can't see nothing.
I don't mean that. I mean, when you talk to a lady, you're supposed to take your hat off. That's just good manners.
Tis, huh?
Why, sure. Anyway, I can't take her nowhere. Church or moving picture show. Can't get around the parlor or the boarding house with her. Can't even meet her on the street.
Why can't you?
Of course, I'd have to tip my hat, and then she'd see my hair.
Oh, doggy, that does cut you down there quite a bit, don't it? Yeah. Of course, now, you could talk to her on the telephone. You can keep your hat on and do that long. They can't see through one of them telephones.
I know that, but the telephone's too public for romance.
Oh.
Party line.
Yeah. Let's see. You could take her walking when it's raining. Doggy, that ought to be a good enough excuse to keep your hat on. You wouldn't want to get your head wet and catch a pneumonia.
Yeah, but that limits a man too much. Can't wait for a rainy day to do your courting.
No. Might strike a dry spell, then he'd be out of luck, yeah. Let's see now. Let's study on this.
I thought about putting a bandage around my head like a fortune teller. But then I don't want people following me around, asking me a bunch of silly questions, want me to look in the middle of their hand.
No, you better not start trying to tell fortunes. I would get yourself into trouble doing that. Let me think now. Hi, doggies, wait a minute. Have you tried paint remover?
Well, that stuff would take the scalp right off with it.
Yeah, doggies, wait a minute. Maybe that's a hiding.
What do you mean, scalp me?
No. I'm just thinking, have Mose shave your head, and then you can start all over again and grow a whole head of hair fresh.
Yeah, that'd look fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd look like I just got out of the penitentiary or had a terrible accident once.
Well, now, wait a minute. All right, doggies, you're bringing them up. There's the idea right there.
What do you mean, going to the penitentiary? I ain't going to do it.
Just a minute. I mean having a terrible accident to your head.
Emma, you can get the worst ideas of any human I know.
Well, Lum, you wouldn't naturally have to have an accident. You could just, tell folks that and give you a good excuse to wrap your head up in some bandages there, and you wouldn't have to tell fortunes neither. That way, nobody could tell what color your hair was. Just put a bandage all over your head.
No, that idea's out right now.
Out, huh?
In the first place, it's unhonest.
Uh-huh.
Everybody'd be asking me what happened to my head. I'd have to keep telling stories about it.
Uh-huh.
No, I ain't gonna do that.
Well, wait a minute. I know how we can get around that. We could actually have something happen to your head.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I'll leave a little tap or two with a baseball bat to do the trick. Well, fact is, I'll be glad to do it for you myself.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Abner, but I wouldn't think of putting you to all that bother.
Oh, no. It wouldn't be no bother at all. If our friendship don't mean that much to me, then I know that I ain't a friend worth having. I'll be happy to do it for you.
No, no, thanks, Sam.
Well, I want to, though. I'm always willing to help you out any way I can. I'm your true friend.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you.
It's no more than a friend and partner ought to do.
Well, that's a beautiful sentiment.
Any time is some little way that I can help you out of your troubles, I dog it, I'm proud of you.
I know.
I'm just more than willing to do it for you.
Well, that's awful sweet of you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see now. Where's that baseball bat?
Abner, for goodness sake, set down. If anybody gets out that baseball bat, it's going to be me.
Whoa, now, Lon, you can't hit yourself hard enough to do any good. You'd cheat on it, huh?
I ain't aiming to hit myself. But I'm going to whop it. Uh-oh, Dad, blame it. There comes Grandpappy Spears. I think I'll slip out the back way.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you want to see Grandpappy? You mad at him?
No, but he'll start asking a lot of questions about why I keep my hat on all the time.
Well,
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, wait a minute now, Long. Grandpap don't care what color your hair is.
See you later. So long.
Yeah, all right. Hurry back, though, now. We got some work to do here in the store. Don't be in the middle of the day.
Howdy, Grandpap. What do you know, Abner? What do you know?
Nothing. What do you know? I done told you.
What was it? Nothing. Oh,
say, what's the matter with old
Mom, anyways? What's the matter with him? Yeah, Charity met him on the street this morning. He never tipped his hat to her. Hardly even spoke a word to her. Just went right on by.
Yeah, well,
What's
the
uppish about?
I can tell you about that, Grandpa.
You know how polite Lum's always been about tipping his hat to the women folks.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, raises it clean up off his head, shows all, bows and scrapes.
Yeah.
Tell you there's something wrong, Abner.
Yeah, well, Grandpa, I can tell you what it is.
I wouldn't care so much, but you know how sensitive Charity is about such things. Hurt her feeling something wonderful.
Yeah, well, if you'll just give me a chance, Grandpa, I can explain it. See, Lum's had his hair dyed black.
Yes, sir, there's something curious here. I'd like to know what... Huh? Had his hair dyed.
Yeah, see, he wanted Mose Moose just to touch it up a little bit so that, well, he'd look younger on account of Miss Emily, you know. He's barking at her now, and he wants to look young. But at Mose, he dyed it a whole thing just black as coal by mistake.
He did?
Yeah.
For pity's sake.
I hate to laugh about it, but one that Lum is the funniest looking one human I ever seen. His hair come out just straight as a stick, and it's plastered right down to his head. He looks like a drowned rat.
Oh, for the Lord, he shakes alive. Shakes face.
Oh, doggies, he does look comical. He is a sight.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Well, he won't
I'll
let
ask
you
him to take
that.
His hat off a minute. Maybe
well,
I can get you before he notices.
No. He won't let you see, Grandpap. He's just embarrassed to death about it. That's why he wears his hat all the time.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's how come he never tipped his hat when he seen Charity this morning.
Why, sure. That's the reason. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, I'll be a monkey's pigeon-toed uncle. Can't he get short of that stuff some way?
Well, I don't think so. Just at the werewolf, I reckon. I had a good idea for him, but Lum wouldn't let me do it. I want to hit him on the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah, that's about the best thing to do with a fella that pulls an idiotic trick like dyeing his hair, too.
Well, no. I mean, Grandpap, see, I'd hit him so hard that he'd have to have his head all rocked up, and then nobody could see what color his hair was.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Why didn't he want you to do it?
Oh, I think he figured it's just too much to ask of a friend, you know.
Yeah, well, I can see his point of view there. That would be too hard on you, Abner.
Yeah. I think he'd like it better if it's just some sort of an accident. Like, well, for instance, like if one of them, their wash tubs hanging up there fall on his head, or for instance.
Well, wait a minute, Abner. Maybe you can sort of make an accident like that happen.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Well, get Lum to stand right underneath him about where you're standing, then you can take something like this yardstick here, and you sort of jug. Better use a water bucket there.
Oh,
I want to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you how easy it is. What do you think of... Abner, get up off the floor.
Oh, my poor head.
Get up, Abner, and tell me if you think that bucket's heavy enough to do any good. Wait a minute, let me examine you.
My poor head, oh, me.
No, all you got is just a little teeny bump out of that. It's got to be something heavier, I can see that right now.
Yeah, I reckon it does, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't have to have his head bandaged up for a little bump like that. Be well in a month.
Oh, me.
How about one of them wash tubs hanging up there?
Well, I'll be that might be better. I want to do a good job on this for long, you know.
All right, Jiminy, yonder he comes now. Here's your big chance, Abner.
Oh, quick, give me that yardstick, Grandpa. You better hide now. He won't come in if he sees you.
Yeah, I'll get down behind the counter here.
Yeah, come on in, Lum, old boy. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, is Grandpa gone?
Why, yeah, I believe so. Say, Lum, come over here a minute. I want to show you something.
What do you want to show me?
Oh, something. You'll have to stand over here to see it. Come on.
Well, I can see anything from here that I can see over there.
No, you can't now. This is an optical collision here. You can't see it from nowhere but right here by me.
Oh, that sounds ridiculous. What kind of a thing is it anyway?
Well, stand over here now. You can see it.
What about here, do you mean?
Well, come on now. A little closer to me. Right over here. Yeah, that's better. Right there.
Now, where do I look?
Straight ahead. Right out the window there.
I don't see nothing.
You will in a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Abner. Abner, speak to me.
What happened, Lum?